Good morning, Merry Christmas. Please stand and sing with us. How are you? We're glad to see you. You can tell it's just Terry and Patty and I singing this morning, so we're going to need a lot of help. Y'all know the words to this one. Yeah, clapping helps us get us going too. All right, here we go.
If we call to him, he will answer us. If we run to him, he will run to us. If we lift our hands, he will lift us up. Come now, praise his name, all you saints of God. Oh, sing for joy to God our strength. Oh, sing for joy to God our strength, our strength.
Draw near.
Draw near to him. He is here with us. Give him your love. Love with us. He will heal our hearts. He will cleanse our hands. If we rend our hearts, he will heal our land. Oh, sing for joy to God our strength. Oh, sing for joy to God our strength.
Oh, sing.
Oh, sing for joy to God our strength. Oh, sing for joy to God our strength, our strength.
All right, we're going to try something new this morning. So I'll sing a little something, and y'all follow after me, okay? We're having fun with this. Here we go.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Now his church sings. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. God sent Jesus, God sent Jesus, God sent Jesus, oh, sent Jesus. God sent Jesus, God sent Jesus, God sent Jesus, God sent Jesus. Holy, 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 holy. Merry Christmas, 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 Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you. Have a seat.
Oh, they're doing that.
Thank you.
Good morning, Asbury, guests and friends. So good to see you on this December 21st, the final Sunday of Advent. I want you to know it's a blessing to be with you all today. We're going to be looking at a lot of things today in the message, but primarily about the carols of Christmas. So before I ask you to get up and greet one another, I want you to be prepared to ask the person. Now, this is a twofold instruction, okay? I know school's out, but school's in session here. So I want you to be able to turn around behind you. And if you're on the back row, then turn to the person next to you, okay? Did you get that? The person behind you, unless you're on the back row, the person next to you. And the second part of this is tell them what your favorite carol is and ask them what their favorite carol is. And be sure and exchange your name in there somewhere. Okay, that's a lot to do. Are you awake enough to do that? Yes, you all wish I'd stayed home another Sunday. And before we do that, though, I will remind you that be sure to invite someone to the Christmas Eve service. They have their choice, 4, 7, or 11, and it's going to be meeting in the sanctuary. And did you know that the highest percentage of visitors are in Christmas Eve services? So it'll be a time to extend an invitation to invite someone, as well as a time to be on your best behavior and have lots of smiles Christmas Eve as we greet our visitors. Now let's greet one another in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Remember your favorite carol and ask them theirs. Okay, wonderful job there. You know all each other's Christmas carols and each other's names. So let's be seated, and we welcome the Hutchinson family to light our Advent candle this morning.
Today's Advent reading comes from
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his holy begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not be perished, but have everlasting life.
The meaning of the candle says, we light this candle as a symbol of Christ, God's greatest example of love. Jesus said, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Please join us in the congregational prayer. Father, may we ever the love Christ gives to us through our eternal salvation. May we honor the gift of Christ to us this Advent season by truly loving others in the way in which led thought, word, and deed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came,
sending 200 shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us that perfect light.
Born a king in Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign.
Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading,
glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Hallelujah, hallelujah, worship him, God, O Most High.
Oh, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us thy perfect light.
God rest ye merry gentlemen,
God rest ye merry gentlemen,
let nothing you dismay,
let nothing you dismay.
God rest ye merry gentlemen,
God rest ye merry gentlemen,
let nothing you dismay,
let nothing you dismay.
God rest ye merry gentlemen,
God rest ye merry gentlemen,
let nothing you dismay,
let nothing you dismay.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Scott, count us off. You guys stand with us, please, on this one.
Sing to the King who is coming to reign. Glory to Jesus, the Lamb that was slain. Life and salvation his empire shall bring, and joy to the nations when Jesus is King. Come, let us sing a song declaring we belong to Jesus. He's all we need. Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with voices raised to Jesus. Sing to the King. For his returning, we watch and we pray. We will be ready the dawn of that day. We'll join in singing with all the redeemed, cause Satan is vanquished and Jesus is King.
Come, let us sing. sing a song declaring we belong to Jesus. He's all we need. Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with voices raised to Jesus. Sing to the King. For His returning, we watch and we pray. We will be ready the dawn of that day. We'll join in singing with all the redeemed. Cause Satan is vanquished and Jesus is King. Come, let us sing a song declaring we belong to Jesus. He's all we need. Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with voices raised to Jesus. Sing to the King.
Come, let us sing.
Come, let us sing a song declaring we belong to Jesus. He's all we need. Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with voices raised to Jesus. Sing to the King.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Good morning. Got a big crowd this morning. All right, who's ready for Christmas? Are you? You know, one of the things I really like the most about Christmas is all the Christmas songs and the Christmas carols. So I'm going to go around. I want you to raise your hand. What is your favorite Christmas song or carol?
The Charlie Brown song.
Charlie Brown song. All right, January.
Jingle Bells!
Who else? Come on, I know you got a favorite.
Jingle Bells. Carol Christmas Upside Down.
Who else has one? There's a lot of them.
Glory to the Newborn King.
That's a good one.
Jingle Bell Rocks.
Jingle Bell Rocks is a good one. Who else? Because I know everybody has a favorite carol or song.
Joy to the World.
That's an excellent one. I heard a new one a few years ago. They're always coming out with new ones. It's called Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey. I'm not going to sing it because it involves making donkey noises. And we're not going to do that. But I am going to tell you about what I call the greatest Christmas song ever. And you know, most Christmas songs, just about all of them, you can find in the hymn book. Or you can find in a songbook, but this one is actually in the Bible. That's good. So in the Bible, it tells us that Gabriel the angel appeared to Mary and told her some incredible news, that she had been chosen to be the mother of Jesus, the Son of God. And so she was so excited, she went to see her cousin, Elizabeth. And Elizabeth said, God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. You are blessed because you believe that the Lord would do what he said he would do. And you know what Mary did? Mary did something really interesting. She lifted up praise to God. And this, it's called the Magnificat, or Mary's Song of Praise. And this is what it says in the Bible. Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. holy is his name. That's just a beautiful song of praise, and you can look that up in the Bible, and I encourage you to do that. So as we're thinking about our favorite Christmas song, let's think about that one, and let's close with a word of prayer. God, our Heavenly Father, no matter what our favorite song may be, let it be a song of praise for your wonderful gift of love, Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. Merry Christmas.
As we go to God in prayer, this is such a joyful time of year. But we're mindful of those that may not feel the joy that we may feel. Those who are struggling with illness and addictions. In my own hometown, a grocery store manager was gunned down at 5:45 Friday. Just taking the night deposit. It had just begun to become dark. We read on the news of two New York police officers just doing their duty. Those are just a few examples of those that they really need to feel the light of Christ this season and beyond. So as we go to prayer, to God in prayer, would you just join me in your hearts in a time of asking God to send light to those who really need to feel and see that light? Let us pray. Most loving God, and you are so loving. When we think about these persons who are hurting this season of all seasons, when we want to feel nothing but security and warmth, love and laughter, we know that there's a darkness like a cloud over the lives of those mentioned and others. God, we know that you are a God of miracles because that's what you did so long ago. When you made the decision, yes, the decision, the choice to come and to be with your children in a way that nothing else could do, that kind of love left the beauty and the perfection of heaven to come in the form of a child who could relate to all of us as your children. To love us that much that you would leave something so gracious as paradise to come to earth that was tainted by sin. We know that you, O God, that can do such a miracle as this, can perform yet one more. That through our prayers right now, and the prayers of the community of a worldwide faith, that any person who is hurting and feeling somewhat in the dark, that our prayers unified can bring that light, even if it's just a flicker, even if it's just for a moment, that you can bring that into their lives, into their darkness. And the light will heal. The light will give warmth. And Father, we don't pray this prayer to dwell on a moment of sadness. But we pray this prayer to dwell in a moment of hope. And in a moment of knowledge of your love. For your only begotten Son said, with God, all things are possible. Yes. Even when mourning loss, when fighting the enemy across the world, when fighting hunger in a belly, or when fighting an illness that has gripped the joy from our lives. So we pray this prayer, again, not in sadness, but in joy, knowing that your miraculous love can heal all people and all scenes. So, oh God, we thank you for loving us so much that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who was born, lived, taught, died for our sins and rose again, and is with us in this room in new life, in resurrection. And so this one we adore this season, and for the rest of our lives, we join in his teaching of how to pray to you as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In your bulletin today, you saw an envelope, which is for your Christmas offering. And I know everywhere that you've turned in most recent weeks, you see someone wanting money. Think of this not as money to Asbury Church. Think of this as ministry that goes far beyond what you will ever see being done, but touches lives that God sees every day. Let us pray. Oh, most gracious God, we thank you for the joy of giving, because the bounty that you so generously bestow on us is literally untapped in comparison of what we give to what you give to us. So, oh God, whether we feel the sacrifice or whether we don't notice at all, may our gifts be from the heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
For unto us a child is born, and his name will be called Jesus. Isn't he beautiful? Beautiful. Isn't he Prince of Peace, the Son of God? Oh, isn't he? Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful. Isn't he Counselor? Isn't he? Oh.
We've just been so blessed this Advent season. Thank you so much, Pat and Mike and Terry and Dusty and Scott. Wow, beautiful. Our scripture lesson this morning is going to be taken from the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter, verses 46 through 50. And as Clark said a moment ago to the children, on this day when we look at the carols of Christmas, this is Mary's song. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks. We're looking this Advent season at the sounds of Christmas. And a few weeks ago, we looked at the beat of the drum, thinking about God's love as the rhythm of our own heartbeat flowing through the course of our lives. And then last week, I prepared a sermon for the brush of angels' wings and experienced them instead. But today, we look at the carols of Christmas. One of the great joys of this season is listening to and singing awesome and beautiful Christmas music. Think about the blending of the individual voices that we heard amongst us today, blended with the sounds of the instruments and the chorus of the singers. And all of these wonderful tunes that we hear during the season lift our spirits in the most holiest of times in the year. So I found myself a bit curious when I was preparing this message. Just where did all these Christmas carols begin? What was the root or the source of our singing Christmas carols today? And the first thing I found is pretty understandable. We know singing praises have been around a long, long time and have a deep scriptural basis. Go back to the Old Testament with me. One of the first recordings of singing and praising is when Moses delivered, through God, the people from Egypt. And we have Moses' sister Miriam using the timbrel, or the tambourine kind of instrument, and singing and dancing over the deliverance and over God's mighty hand. And then later on in 1 Samuel 18:6, when David conquered the Philistines, there were the Israel women, the women of Israel, who were singing and dancing over this great victory. And then, of course, we know the Psalms feature the importance of singing. Psalms such as the 30th Psalm, the 4th verse: "Sing praise to the Lord and give thanks to his holy name." And one of my favorites, Psalm 98, that I used at my father's funeral service, because he loved to sing. Singing was his greatest love. "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, a new song. Oh, sing unto the Lord and bless his holy name for all of the wonderful things he has done for you." In the New Testament, in Luke 2, known as the birth story, really, of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we hear the angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And then later on, as we travel into the letters of Paul, and first, before we go to the letters of Paul, the book written by Luke, Acts, it features Paul and Silas, who were singing while they were prisoners. And they were singing not of bitterness and not of contempt and not of a woe is me, look at me, I'm in a rotten prison. But no, they were singing of joy and of power and in deliverance by their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And they did that as their witness to the fellow prisoners, which would convert one to Jesus Christ. Complaining and bitterness, or exalting the one who will deliver, the power of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And then Paul is released from prison and begins to write all these wonderful letters to the early churches, which are really his babies. He's helped nurture them. Now he wants to continue to encourage them. And so note this in Colossians 3:16, sing psalms and hymns to God with thankful hearts, giving instruction and glory to God. And this singing and testimony through song is to be from the faithful through the ages, as Revelations prophesies then. In the 5th chapter, the 12th verse, they were singing in a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, but has received power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." That's supposed to be our song. So people of faith been singing praises to God for a long, long time. But still, okay, where does the Christmas carol originate? Well, I found something very interesting. The word carol is translated to mean manly or strong. And I think that's very interesting because we think of Christmas carols as something that exude warmth and comfort and sentiment as we sing them. But then I got to thinking, they are songs of joy for knowing Christ, who is our strength, who is the man of God, who does give us that comforting strength that resides knowing that our sins are forgiven and dwells as peace in our hearts for that assurance. Now, most of us define those carols as those joyful songs of Christmas, but they were not always so. A long time ago, thousands of years ago, they were noted as pagan chants. And they were given around December the 22nd during the winter solstice. And the village people were singing and dancing circles around as a part of the pagan celebration for the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. But the early Christians came on the scene. In the first century, they began to sing not for the solstice, but for Christmas. And we believe that one of the earliest Christian Christmas carols was sung in 129 AD and was declared so by a Roman bishop, and the name of the song was Angel's Hymn. And various countries and composers began to write these Christmas carols, but there was a problem. They were written in Latin, and the common people who were not educated could not sing them. In 1223, Francis of Assisi in Italy changed all of that through his nativity plays. And neighboring countries and peoples began to do the same, began to write them in languages which the people could sing and understand. And this took on century after century to where in 1739, the brother of our own founder of the faith, who was John Wesley, Charles Wesley, his brother, was quite the hymn writer. And one of your more familiar Christmas carols that you sing was written by Charles, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Now, of course, Charles was writing about the herald of good tidings from the angel, and not, as some children thought, an angel named Harold. It's really interesting, as I was researching a little further, this hymn, Charles was born in 1707, and this hymn that was written in 1739 had a different first line than what we know of it as today. The first line originally in Hark the Herald Angels Sing was, Hark how all the welkin rings, glory to the King of Kings. Later on, these Christmas carols began to take form of newer kinds of services, one of which we will actually do on Christmas Eve, a carol of lessons, carols, a service rather of lessons, carols, candles, and communion. And so I wanted to know which of these carols have such a strong scriptural basis. And we know that many of them do, of course. But some that are more familiar to us, I wanted to share what the inspiration of the carol was. For instance, Joy to the World is grounded in Psalm 98, 4-6. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. And as I read those words, I thought, well, that's not the only song that Psalm 98 inspires. Those of you that have been singing praise and contemporary worship know for a while that has to be the inspiration. For shout to the Lord, all the earth let us ring. You know that one? Okay, well, I won't go any further then. You know it. Thank you for knowing it. Psalm 138 explains fairly well the carols that we sing in honor of the birth of our Christ. As we hear these words, I will bring you, Lord, with all my heart. I will praise you, Lord. Before the gods I will sing your praise. I will bow down. Think nativity, toward your holy temple and will praise your name. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. We sing these Christmas songs as songs of praise, songs of joy. We are thankful in our hearts. We are thankful for our lives. We are thankful for this gift of life, and we understand what a treasure it is, and it is to be lived in honor and integrity and in purpose, and for that we give our thanks. Christ was born with a purpose. Christ, our brother, Christ, our Savior, we are family, and we have a legacy to continue that purpose. And as we live out our lives, we live it and are called to live it in joy. Not in sadness, not in resentment, not in grudges, not in hurt, not in defeat, not in any other realm but that of joy. Amen? That doesn't mean that every moment of every day, of every week, of every year in your life will be grand and full of color and full of lights and full of perfection. But it means that through it all, ups and downs, ins and outs, you have the joy of Christ sustaining you through it all. No one can trap this joy inside. Joy is meant to bubble up from the soul. Record yourself in the shower, and you know what I mean. A I just had this traumatizing image of some of you thinking, how does she know I sing in the shower? There's a story of an annual Christmas pageant put on by a kindergarten class. And they had rehearsed for weeks to get it just right. The big night came. And the culmination, the final song, was Christmas Love. And each child had practiced succinctly to be able to lift up their cardboard letter, and they were going to spell out Christmas Love. The final song comes, each child is ready, and they begin to sing the song in perfection, simultaneously lifting up each letter. Until they came to Christmas with the M. And as soon as the little tyke turned over their letter, you could hear the whole audience go, oh. Well, they finished their song, and they realized that they had truly captivated the audience, full of grandparents and parents and brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles. But what they did not know was that in the midst of that performance, they had lifted up to God the essence of the gospel in Jesus Christ as they spelled out, instead of the M of Christmas, a W, and it said Christ was love. The gospel of the good news in Jesus Christ. Christ is love. On a personal note, I suppose living in a very musical family, mom, a soprano, played the piano, at one time was the choral director of the Girls' Glee Club. Dad dabbled with the drums and the cornet, but sung throughout his adult life in any men's chorus in the community or chancel choir that he could. So I would imagine, with that kind of background and remembering from the moment I can remember music, especially at Christmas time, being in the household, I would imagine that as soon as I could speak, I learned how to sing the children's Christmas carols of Away in the Manger and Silent Night. My secular favorites at that age were Up on the Housetop, Click, 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 and Silver Bells. But as a grown-up, my very favorite Christmas carol is There's a Song in the Air. Because on that night, so long ago, where Christ was born, there was a song in the air, my friends. And the song in the air was that of the angels. And it held a great promise to us all that is alive and well and active today. And that is, for unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Unto you. So glory to God for giving this to you. And may it bring peace not only to you, but all humankind. God's gift to us is a song in the air. That's a message we can tell and sing every day. That's a message we must sing and tell every day. Last Friday night, instead of preparing to come on Sunday and preach a message on the brush of angels' wings, apparently I was not to preach it in a pulpit, but in the bed of an ambulance. For as I was lifted onto the gurney and was just shaking from head to toe, just kind of in shock, as you do following an automobile accident, I kept thinking about that sermon. And if you know me very well, I was not happy. I had prepared it, wasn't going to be able to deliver it. But what's so interesting is the title of that sermon came way back in the summer when I was mowing. And yes, you know, you may get inspiration in the shower. I get it when I'm mowing. And Tony, I hate that, because that's another reason for you never to mow. But I was out there mowing, and I thought about Advent in August. And one of the things that came to my mind was the song that was in my head and in my heart last Friday night a week ago. And it was the song, "Surely the Presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. Oh, I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on His face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place." But I changed the words just ever so slightly. "Surely the presence of the Lord is with me now. I can feel the mighty power of His grace with me now. I can feel the brush of angels' wings and my rapid breath. I can feel His mighty power and His presence with me now." And I must have sung it a little bit audibly in between the oxygen and the breathing, because Garrett, the EMT, kept looking at me rather strange. I felt a little bit like prisoner Paul in that prison, just taking advantage, I guess, subconsciously, I promise you, of wherever you are, no matter when you are, how you are, again, where you are. Share Christ. Just that simple. Share Christ. I think that that's the beauty of Christmas carols. I want to share with you an acronym today that will help you remember the power and the gospel whenever you sing a Christmas carol. Go ahead, Tony. Christ's arrival restores our life. Isn't that great? Carol. Christ's arrival restores our life. Let's sing that together. Christ's arrival restores our life. Amen. Because I think that's something we can sing about. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'd invite our praise band and singers to come forward and lead us today in our final carol. If there are those here today who would like to profess their faith in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, what an honor and privilege that would be. Or if there are those here who would like to renew that profession or transfer their letter from a church where they've already made that profession, or simply to come forward and to pray, what a wonderful time to grab a family member or a loved one or a friend and come and to pray a Christmas prayer. Let us be standing.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. Oh, the thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder blooms a new and glorious morn. On your knees, oh, hear the angel's voices. Oh, now
Redeemer.
Led by the light of faith serenely beaming with glowing hearts, by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise man from Orient land. For the King of Kings lay thus in lonely manger, and all our trials born to be our friend.
He is no stranger. Behold your King, before him lowly bent. Behold your King, before him lowly bent.
Us to love one another, his law is love, and his gospel is peace. The chain shall he break, for the slave he is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. All the sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name.
Christ is the Lord, a praise his name forever. His
as I shared with you earlier, Psalm 98 begins, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing praises to his holy name for all of the wonderful things that he has done for you." My friends, you are the song. Go forward now and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to all you need. Now is not a time to be shy. No. Now is a time to invite and to praise. All they can say when you invite someone to experience Christ this Christmas Eve or into the new year is, "I already have a church, thank you," or "thank you for the invitation." It's okay. They may say no, but you said yes to Christ by sharing him. Go in the blessed peace of Christ. I hope to see you Christmas Eve at 4, 7, or 11. May God be with you now and always. Amen.
Merry Christmas, 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 Merry Christmas.
God sent Jesus, 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 God sent Jesus. Holy, 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 holy. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.